Welcome to the podcast, head coach Beth O'Boyle from BCU. Coach, winners of two of your last three. How's it going?
It's going. You know, it's been an exciting year. You know, we definitely have had some challenges with some injuries, but, you know, I think the team is doing well. You know, we've got some big A-10 games coming up, and, you know, we want to finish the season strong.
Beth, you've played the hardest part of the A-10 schedule early on. Nobody did you any favors. I looked at your schedule and I was like, wow, you've already played the top teams. That ought to have you ready for a run, right?
I think so. You know, we had a great game with Rhode Island last night. You know, I think, you know, we have a lot of young players out there, and just the lesson of, hey, you got to play 40 minutes. We had a great second half, just a really slow start. And, you know, we've had a really challenging non-conference schedule. And then, like you said, we played the top of the A-10. So, you know, hopefully all of these tough games will learn those lessons and, you know, be able to take it to teams and play a really 40-minute strong game coming up.
You have already battled some adversity without Asare, who was averaging 17 points, only got to play in seven games. Tell us how the adjustments have come along.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Mary is our senior captain. Like you said, from a scoring standpoint, was a big part of our focal point of our offense, but also, you know, our best defender on the team and our leader on the floor. So that was, you know, making adjustments with her. And then, you know, two of our freshmen were getting a lot of playing time, and Deja and Patricia. And, you know, I think, you know, it was starting to really pay off. And then unfortunately on Saturday, Patricia had a knee injury, and she'll be, you know, out for the rest of the season as well. So it's, you know, another adjustment coming up to losing her mm-hmm. after, you know, she was our leading scorer at St. Louis. But, you know, like I think, you know, teams, we go through this, and we're not going to get one thing from just one player. It's, you know, just the mindset and the message. Hey, a little bit more from everybody, rebounding, toughness, scoring. And, you know, hopefully, you know, we'll get another rebound from, you know, this injury and be able to play together coming up.
Coach, one of the things that I love about our podcast is that we're just not going to talk hoops. We're going to keep it real, right? And you are in the parking lot somewhere near campus with your daughter in the back seat, Mallory. There she is.
Yeah, okay. She hears you, Debbie.
We love it. Tell us a little bit about the balance and trying to manage it all. I mean, I know us moms, we got a lot to do.
Yeah, I mean, she's fantastic. You know, it's my first year as a mom, and I think one of the best things is her being around my team. My players are so great with her. It's just remarkable. And I think as a mom, it's so great to see her go to so many different people. But yeah, it's a balance, you know, like doing a podcast and being like, oh, I better be driving a little bit because the motion will help her go to sleep. It's traveling with her on the road and trying to get some sleep before big games. But I wouldn't have it any other way. She's been a really blessing, and really the team has just been awesome with her.
The crying in the background, trying to do any work, is something that you just kind of get accustomed to, right? I think it makes you compartmentalize and keep your focus on things a little differently, doesn't it?
For sure. I mean, I you're doing a bottle and watching film and thinking about, you know, how to balance it. And, you know, I think it gives you a different perspective too. I look at all of these players from all over the world whose moms, you know, have sent their daughters to us and trusted us. And, you know, I now, you know, have a really good appreciation for that. But yeah, definitely a little creative at times, definitely some late night films while I'm rocking her.
I say there's no days off. People always say, oh, you got the day off. I'm like, no. There's never a day off when you're a mom and you work. You have a full-time job. She's getting ready to turn one. Tell us about the birthday party.
Yeah, you know, she'll be celebrating it with our team. And, you know, my friends are all laughing. They're like, oh, you're having your one-year-old birthday party at 6:30 at night? I was like, yep, it's right after practice. The whole team will be there. That's how it goes. And, you know, we've celebrated Halloween and Christmas and all of those things together. And she loves it. You know, they're decorating gingerbread houses and she's all listening to them. And, you know, it's funny to see them, you know, just playing with her and that side come out. It's really great. So yeah, her first birthday party is going to be with, you know, her 14 besties that are going to be, you know, celebrating with cupcakes and all that good stuff.
We always talk about motherhood changes coaches. It somewhat not softens them, but just makes them think about things and priorities maybe a little bit differently. Has it changed for you?
It has. I mean, I think you really value sleep in a different way, but it also, I think, when you talk about, you know, your energy and how you're trying to really build confidence, you know, sometimes I look at them and I'm like, okay, if this is Mallory, you know, 15 years from now, how do I want her to handle this? How do I want, you know, the people around her to challenge her, but also to support her? And, you know, I think it does give you a unique perspective, especially in the first year too, when you're very sleep deprived.
Yeah, I'm listening to her singing in the background. It's beautiful. It's just great. I think it's so cool that you've been able to add this to your life. I want to ask you about traveling with Mallory with the team. Does anybody require more luggage than the smallest person in the travel party?
Nobody does. And who knew how heavy car seats were? Thank God we have a, you know, sports performance coach, and my players are like, I got a coach. And I was 6'7" and picks Mallory up and, you know, is got her all in the airports. And they are just, you know, when we went to Hawaii, it was such a long flight, and I, you know, they were all walking her and playing peekaboo with her. It was definitely a team effort too. And they're just, I can't say it enough. They are just such great role models and just so good with her. It's really a lot of fun to see as a mom.
Well, I can't wait till we can have Mallory on the podcast when she gets a little bit older so she can break it down for us and tell us what the other side's like for her. I am working on a podcast, honestly, with kids of coaches. I want to get their perspective. I think it would be kind of fun.
I think that's awesome. And if this kid doesn't play defense, you know, she's not going to get fed. So she's working on it right now. You know, that voice, you got to talk if you want to play. So I think it's great. I would love to see, you know, what some kids think about growing up with, you know, moms and dads that are coaches.
So we're going to go 30 seconds of radio silence here and just listen to Mallory.
She'll talk to your ear off, Debbie, for sure.
I can't wait to meet her. I can't wait to hang out with her. I know she's got to be a lot of fun. I know a one-year-old birthday party is something that you guys will always remember. It's really special, and your kids will remember it too, your players.
Yeah, I think so. She's really happy, and I think a big part of it, she's just around so many great people, and I'm really lucky with my staff and our team. So yeah, no better way to celebrate your first year than with your favorite people.
Well, Beth O'Boyle, thank you for making time for us. Usually we talk shop and break it down, but I can't imagine this not putting a smile on every coach's face that listens to this and can see the pure joy in your own face listening to your daughter in the back seat. It's cool.
Thank you. Thank you, Debbie. I really appreciate it.
All right. That's Beth O'Boyle, the head coach of VCU, but more importantly, Mallory's mom. As Mallory gets ready to turn 1 year old, she's going to celebrate it with her mom and with her team. Coach, thank you so much for being with us on Nothing But Net.